welcome to another episode of Worst Collection Ever. This is the show where we tell you about the worst comic book collection in existence, and it just happens to belong to us. I'm Jen.
And I'm Sean.
And we have nothing exciting to talk about.
Well,
I mean, we're gearing up because we got to go do a thing. But
we got a thing coming up this week, so we'll...
So we're kind of, you know, kind of gearing up for the thing. But I mean, we haven't, you know, haven't done much this weekend. I will say, I am trying to fill out my vote by mail application for the June 5th primary here in California. And holy shit, is it like fucking forever. It's taking forever.
Yeah.
Because I have to like do my due diligence and like research all these people. And I'm like, why are there so many judges?
And I appreciate that you do that.
Why? You're just going to like copy me?
No, not.
I'm just giving you shit.
It's the thing, though. It's like, I know we bring up politics on the show from time to time, but, you know, the climate in the, just in the world today is just very contentious.
You get a lot of anxiety.
And I get really anxious about it because I don't, because here's, I'm just going to say this and then we can move on if you'd like, but I will vote for whoever doesn't want to kill me.
Fair.
And by that, I mean me. I mean, Jen, I mean, all of our listeners, all the people that do not have a, you know, who will not be able to be directly accountable for somebody else's actions that are causing increased strife in the world. I've been this way my entire life, but there's nothing more that I hate than somebody that is not willing to take accountability for their actions and to be hypocritical. And I try, if I'm going to vote for somebody, I'm going to try to vote for the person that is least likely to do that. And to also take control and take
some sort of accountability,
just be responsible. I just want responsible people.
You don't want to just keep blaming somebody who's not even in office anymore and not even a fucking public figure anymore and just want to say it's all so-and-so's fault.
What do you mean?
Like the Republicans love to blame everything on Hillary. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, but she's not like...
She's not even anything right now.
She's not anything. She's just there. Like, what the fuck?
And all she was the senator of New York. And,
well, she was Secretary of State for a while.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, but she hasn't been for long time. Right now, she's just a lady who writes books.
Yeah.
And that's about it. And you're just like, yeah, but she's not in power right now. You guys got to stop, like, blaming her and Obama, who, again, not president, can't do anything.
Has not been president for a while.
I'm so angry.
But that's what's it. That's my
noise.
That's a good noise.
That's like literally what I sound like just all the time. I just like walk into Starbucks and they're like, what can I get you? And I'm like, I'm so angry. And they're like, oh, one latte coming up.
And then they put it down and you go sit down and go, argh.
Pretty much.
I'm gonna vote for whoever doesn't want to
murder.
Outright try to murder me and my fellow man and woman.
Good call.
I would like for that to not happen. Because,
You
know, look, when I'm going to go,
hopefully not being murdered.
By not, because somebody was like, hey.
Sean's goal, not to be murdered.
I fucked up. Now you're all dead.
To not be murdered. Good goal. I like that.
I mean, there's many ways to get murdered.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
But in terms of like...
Let's list all of them.
Yes. Let's do a special podcast where Sean and Jen list murders.
You could be stabbed.
You could be stabbed. You could be...
Shot.
Shot.
You could be run over with a car.
You can be murdered by a...
Strangulation.
Strangulation. Or you could be hit in the face with a sack of ball bearings.
Oh, that's true. You could also be hit in the back of the head with a rock.
You could be hit in the back of the head by the rock.
Oh, that would probably murder you. Yes, that is true.
Because the rock just immediately explodes everything that he touches. He's like, hey, how's it going? On the rock.
You could be poisoned.
I could be poisoned by poison.
Look at that.
My Brett Michaels and Poison, the band, could be like, hey, we put some Clorox in our beer, and now you're drinking it, now you're dead. I didn't realize it. It doesn't affect us because we're rock stars from the 80s. But
done worse.
You, sir, Sean Merrick, who just happened to be backstage at our show, you drank the Clorox beer, and now you're dead.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. Sean got murdered. So... Yeah, but I mean, look, but moving on for this, because I can go on for,
how to be murdered?
Yeah, I can go on for hours
We really could. I mean, there's so many, you could be purposely electrocuted.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, these are just the big ones.
Yeah, this is just off the top of my head, man. I'm not really thinking about it.
Listen, if this was Family Feud, we get a lot of those top ones.
That's true. We would win the murder edition of Family Feud.
Which,
speaking of...
Is that a thing?
I have no idea, but it should be. Because, you know, today we went to the beach this morning.
Oh, we did go to the beach, yes.
To sit and have coffee. I try to avoid the Daystar, but when I go out, I wear a hat because I'm an old woman. So I was like, oh, I'm going to... You know, we bring books. Usually you read some comics, but I was reading... Michelle McNamara's I'll Be Gone in the Dark, which is about the Golden State Killer,
right,
who was just captured a month ago.
Yes.
I was making my way through that book.
And it happened.
Yeah, when I was I had already started reading it, and I was a third of the way in, and he got captured, and then it was like, what? And so then I took it to the beach, and I was like, my idea of a beach read might be a little skewed.
I don't think this is
the type of book one should take to the beach.
No, I disagree. I think you're
supposed to bring fun beach reads that are like people falling in love and about dogs and shit. Like that's what you bring.
You
to
have
the
a
beach.
Very broad conception of what people read at the beach.
No, I know what a beach read is. A beach read is a very specific category of a book. And it's about vacations and fun and happiness and
But are you saying though that people just are obsessed with murder books?
I'm just saying if you go into the store and you go to the beach reads table, you're not gonna find true crime.
Oh.
But my idea of what a beach read is could be a little different.
No, hey, whatever floats your boat. I mean, shit, I'm out
stab,
there.
Stab.
I'm reading my Scarlet Witch or the Avengers West Coast Scarlet Witch trade that I picked up a few weeks back, and I am greatly enjoying it. Scarlet Witch is fucking insane.
She's batshit.
She's bad shit.
Well, she's got some problems.
And I don't even know. She's literally okay. Look, if we're talking about comics, the comic book world should begin and end with her. Because apparently she could do whatever the fuck she wants.
It's all in her head.
And she could just go, she literally eradicated all the mutants from the Marvel Universe at one point.
Yeah.
To the point where there were only 198 mutants left. You know, that was a thing that they were like, yeah, she did that. And then she could she could do whatever she wants. And people are like,
she's got the weirdest power set.
Because
sometimes she can't do shit, and then other times she can eradicate all mutants.
It's whoever writes her and whatever they want to use her for, yeah. And then it's because I'm reading through this book and I'm like, okay, this is great, but she can literally just be. She's
Jean Grey level, powerful if she can eradicate that many mutants.
She's powerful than Jean Grey as far as I'm concerned. Probably the character I think that has frustrated me one of the characters, if not the character, that frustrates me the most in comic books.
Uh-huh.
Because I do not understand her.
Yeah.
I can't understand why and how. It's just like I read
it. And because she changes so drastically based on the writer. Because
she's just a woman, she's just a mutant woman.
Uh-huh.
With powers that affect probability.
Mm-hmm.
That's the explanation. But basically that means she could do whatever the fuck she wants. She could increase the probability of my Zoom recorder here bursting into flames.
Mm-hmm.
And then it'll just happen. And I'm like, well, then you could literally do anything.
Yeah.
You could rig every election. You could change the outcome to any football game. You could change, if there's more, of a certain action figure in a toy assortment to a toy store, than others. These are just random ass things.
Yeah.
But you could do all these things. And it's just like, oh yeah, well, she could do it. And I'm like, well, then why are we not? Why does anybody even bother trying? She could just be like, oh, I don't want that to happen.
Sorry.
I don't want there to be no more cake. All the cake disappears.
I'm sorry. There's still cake, if that makes you feel better.
I mean, yeah, because she's not a real person.
I know, but even in the Marvel Universe, there's still cake.
She did not say no more cake.
She did not say no more cake. She might have said no more mutants. oh, my children aren't real. But she did not say no more cake. So she has left the cake.
Yes.
Which is nice of her.
Well, she doesn't have any use for cake because she doesn't have kids that are real.
Well, I mean, she's telling, I mean, even if you don't have kids, you can still eat a cake.
I don't know. Just had a
I mean,
trip.
We don't have kids. Can I still eat cake?
I don't know. I haven't thought about that yet. Why did I jump?
What do I do? Like, I'm starting to put it in my mouth, and somebody comes, slaps the fork. They're like, Jen, no, you have no children.
You know,
you cannot enjoy that cake. And I'll be like, you're right.
Yeah, why did I jump to that conclusion?
I don't know. I'm not really sure.
I just was thinking, I was like, oh,
only people with children can enjoy delicious cakes.
That's true. Yeah, no, it's not entirely. I mean, you can enjoy candy as an adult.
No, apparently not.
Oh.
Apparently in the Sean universe.
Am I Scarlet Witch? Am I just making random decrees and be like,
yes,
nobody over the age of 30 can enjoy chocolate?
Yeah.
And I'm like, what are you talking about? That's like half of TV now. It's just older people enjoying chocolate.
What shows are you watching?
I'm talking like...
Are you watching the Chocolate Channel?
Well, it's like, y'all,
is it on YouTube Brown?
It's a Kimmy Schmidt reference. I haven't watched it yet.
Yeah, in case you haven't watched the new season of Kimmy Schmidt.
Lots of good gags.
Or the first half of the new season of Kimmy Schmidt.
But I mean, it just feels like, you know, it's people just feel like having a good time. You know, like, I imagine that's what most of, you know, Modern Family is, just a lot of those people on that show just being like, hey, we enjoy everything.
I don't know what Modern Family is about. I have decided that I'm okay never really understanding what Modern Family is about and hating it anyway.
Modern Family to me is the Scarlet Witch of television programs. Because I just understand why.
That's the thing, because you know what? We'll go to the laundromat and we'll catch the end of Modern Family, like the last 5 minutes. And every single time I'm just like, who is watching this show? And why are you watching this show? Nothing that is happening here is bad. It's all bad.
Who started watching? That's what I'm trying to say. Look, I understand you like what you like.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to figure out how it is that a lot of people all of a sudden started watching this show and went, this is really good programming. And it's just a bunch of like...
super rich fuckers.
Super rich white people yelling about things.
Yeah.
And then you have,
rich white lives.
And then you have Sofia Vergara.
And Sofia Vergara and her weird kid.
But you know,
that's it.
And look, I mean, I don't know. You can't tell. Yeah. I'm speechless. I don't know.
I mean, maybe it's just like, well, you know, you had a gay male couple who really
loved
each other.
Show,
you're
yes.
like, yeah, okay, I can see that. But at the same time, nothing on this show is good.
I've never appealed to me.
No.
It's kind of like also, too, where they do... This is. I'll say this real quick. It's the same thing that frustrates me about The Office.
Oh, yeah.
That it's like, oh, we're doing a documentary on this thing. And I'm like, well, you could do a documentary on everything, but why? These are just people. And it's like, and the documentary's been going on for like 8 years?
I think that's the thing.
And are we ever going to see this documentary?
I think that's the thing. Like, I feel like you could do something. And I don't know. I don't remember how many seasons the British Office ran.
I don't think it ran as long as the American Office.
Which is probably a good instinct. I think if you're going to be like, we're going to do this and we're going to be done in 3 seasons, I think that's the way you do it. Because it only makes sense to do it that way.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't care. I didn't watch The Office.
Yeah, neither did I.
Sorry.
Again, we don't watch anything good that our people think is good.
Well, we don't watch stuff that like everybody likes.
Well, we do watch... Well, a lot of people like Kimmy Schmidt. So for I'll use that as an example. We watch that.
Yes.
That's very funny.
Watch Archer.
We watch Archer. Yeah, I just actually got really into Archer because of you. Because
it's hilarious.
I don't know why. I had this thing where I had a very... I first saw...
Because he had cancer.
No, it wasn't not that.
It was because you saw the episode where he had cancer and it really made you upset. I'm telling you right now, I remember this very distinctly. Meh.
No, listen. So, yeah, okay, there was an opposite. There was a thing in Archer where he had cancer and there was a lot of very... accurate things about cancer treatment that were portrayed in the show.
Yes.
However, I will say that even before that happened, I'm telling you, there wasn't, I mean, there was a there what we I just tested it out. Like I think I feel like we were it was just on like when it was first on, and I was like, oh, okay, I'll see what this is about.
Because
I think they were actually already we had the originally I thought we had FX, but no, I think it was something where it was already being like collected on like Hulu or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I watched it, and it just didn't hit me. I didn't feel it, and I just. You know, I kind of just wrote it off.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, you started doing a rewatch again.
Yes.
And I was like, okay, I'll give it a shot. And I think it is hilarious.
Yeah, it's very funny.
It's very funny. It's very clever. It's very stupid.
Yeah.
There's actually a lot of random-ass comic book references.
Yeah, there's a lot of weird literary references in there, too.
Yeah.
Just like books and shit. You're just like, what is even happening?
Yeah, it's pretty...
I enjoy it.
It's a fun show. I mean, I could spend a long time just pointing out all the things I like about it, but you know, you're better off just to go see it yourself. You know,
in terms of it, rampage a bit.
Yes.
Yes. Just watch Archer.
And all the characters.
Now, I don't know about the current season. We don't have that. We just have all the.
Well, we're making our way through it.
We're making our way through
up there, but I just like all the random characters and how fucking nuts they are sometimes. Mm-hmm. I think Krieger's one of my favorites, Krieger. there's so many just random gags. It's very much like Kimmy Schmidt in a way, where there's just a lot of gags.
Yes,
and they just crank them out there. But you know, it's stuff that like stupid stuff that appeals to me. Like I don't think it definitely doesn't appeal to everybody. You know, but appeals to a lot of people, you know, like myself. And it doesn't feel, you know, at least both of those shows don't feel so like,
yeah.
You know, like fucking indie comedian, you know, wanking off kind of fucking show. And I just,
I'm surprised that's not all Comedy Central's lineup. Indie comedian wanking off.
Well, they haven't gotten there because they still have to do like, you know, like angry club comedian gets show. You know, they're still working on those.
Oh, I got you. We got to work through.
You know, and we're still kind of mixing all that in. And then, you know, I'll stop while I'm ahead.
Yeah.
I will talk about this sort of stuff.
You're full of a lot of rage lately towards certain
it's
things.
True.
So angry.
I don't know why.
About this, that, and the other. I don't know. You need to find some way to calm down. I suppose we could segue and say we can calm down by talking about our book.
We will, yes.
Transition.
Yes. Well, we'll take our break. Real quick, I just want to point out, too, I've been playing a lot of Star Wars Lego.
Uh-huh.
And I've been enjoying that.
That's good.
The Force Awakens, I bought that probably like a year ago, and I just never got around to playing it. And I barely remember The Force Awakens. Like, you know, I mean, I remember it, but I don't remember everything about it.
Right.
So I've been playing that, and it's quite enjoyable. It's just a lot of, because the Lego games are just stupid and just fun.
Uh-huh.
You know, we've talked about that here before, but a lot of random, I don't know. I just have it. I'm enjoying it. There's a new DC Lego game coming out at the end of the year.
I know you're so excited.
Or November, I think, or October or something. And it's just based on villains.
Uh-huh.
And I was actually been trying to rack my brain, trying to think, like, well, are they just going to do just villains? Or are they going to do, like...
I don't know. You've got to have the other characters, right?
I think it may be... I mean, it's kind of weird that... I mean, instead of just being like, oh, we're doing this as a villain one, but then you kind of need to have, like, all the main characters.
Right.
Like, you can't just be like, oh, there's no Batman and Superman in this game. It's just the villains. I'm like, well, that's stupid.
Yeah.
Who wants that?
I'm sure you probably have to have all of them. We'll see. We'll see what it ends up being.
Yeah. So there's that. That'll be fun. I'm actually, I think, and if anything, I'll be excited if they find a way to work in... Eclipso,
mm-hmm.
because I feel if it's a villain book or villain game, you know, you kind of need to really double down on all the villains.
Sure.
So if you're going to have to get in a few of my guys,
yeah,
let's face it.
Yeah.
So, well, that being said, speaking of DC,
that's
one of our books this week. So we'll take a break and we'll come back and we'll have our book for this week.
Trekker Talk. a fan podcast devoted to the adventures of 23rd century bounty hunter Mercy St. Clair from the pages of Trekker Comics by writer and artist Ron Randall.
I'm Darren.
And I'm Ruth.
Please join us as we discuss the stories, characters, and art in this excellent retro sci-fi adventure series.
Special episodes feature interviews with Ron Randall himself discussing Trekker and his other comics.
We hope you'll join us as we travel from the dangerous backstreets of New Gallif to the depths of outer space and everywhere in between.
Listen at Podbean, iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and YouTube.
Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or visit TrekkerTalk.com.
Trekker Talk is part of the Rad Adventures Network at RadAdventuresNetwork.com.
All right, we're back here on Worst Collection Ever with our book for this week. It is Justice League of America, number 186 from January 1981. We are going to do something from the 80s.
Oh, man.
I feel like we've been neglecting the 80s recently.
Yeah, it happens.
Neglecting the 80s.
It's a neglected decade.
It is, yeah. It's the decade I was born. Nobody cares.
Yeah, nobody gives a fuck.
Nobody gives a shit about the 80s.
Yeah.
Justice League of America, number 186. On the cover, we have... It's the return of the Shaggy Man.
Yes, and it says, "Who can stop the Shaggy Man?" And we have a picture of what looks like a giant ape on top of a rocket that is being shot into space. And he is holding Batman by the body.
Yeah, he's got Batman, kind of like King Kong would.
Yeah. And it's being shot, taken off, and then on the rooftop staring at this is the Flash and Black Canary. An Elongated Man is trying to
stretch out
and catch Batman. What does he say there?
Well, there's an arrow point. First of all, there's an arrow pointing to the Shaggy Man saying he's deadlier than ever, and that's because...
He's a Shaggy Man.
He's a Shaggy Man, and that and
he's not Shaggy. That are what was Shaggy a rapper? You remember Shaggy?
Yeah, Shaggy. Yeah,
yeah. This is not the same Shaggy.
This is also not Shaggy.
We just have to. This is not Shaggy from Scooby Doo.
Yes,
we just have to clarify which Shaggy we're talking about.
Shaggy the man. That'd be Shaggy the man, and then you would have Shaggy the rapper.
Is Shaggy the man like Portugal the man?
So the Elongated Man is saying that that monster is dragging the Batman into outer space, and there's no way we can save him.
Oh no, Batman's gonna die. R.I.P.
This is the book where Batman dies.
This is the one.
The one.
The one.
So the story is called "Who Could Stop the Shaggy Man?" We're to the point. So.
Yep.
In this particular iteration of the Justice League, we have the Atom, Batman, Black Canary, Elongated Man, and the Flash.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where everybody else is.
Oh, they do have a conversation about where everybody else is.
Oh, that's right, because there's like a bunch of...
They're on like Apocalypse or something.
That's right, yeah. There's some our Dark Side shit going on.
Yeah.
Green Arrow just quit.
Yeah, he said, fuck this game, and he was like, out.
Yeah.
So we start in Siberia watching the Russian army huddled around a fire, at least two dudes.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden out of the snow comes...
The Shaggy Man,
at least we see arms,
yeah.
You know, and they're like, oh no, and like one dude gets killed, and the other one like runs off through the snow to find his other friends. And his other friends are like, they're like, dude, the Abominable Snowman's not a thing. What's wrong with you? He's like, here, I'll show you. He takes him back, finds the dead soldier. And they're like, you killed this guy. So they murder him.
Yeah.
They put him up against a post and they execute him via firing squad, which, again, another way to be murdered.
Ooh.
So, you know, we're tying it all together.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, no, yeah. He shows up and then there's just...
You could be murdered by the Shaggy Man, and then you could be murdered by firing squad.
Even though there's big feet here too, nobody.
I know these huge tracks, and the guy's like, "Nah, man."
Nobody wants to sell it.
So they kill him, and they don't care. And then 2 months later, we are on the Justice League Watchtower, and Elongated Man's on monitor duty.
Who built the watch? Was it the United Nations?
Well, you know what? I don't know about this iteration. I know in the cartoon of the Justice League. Doesn't Batman build it using money and like Wayne Enterprises that he like hides in the budget or something?
Is this what?
Which that would, yeah, he shouldn't be CEO of anything, but what?
No, I was just going to make a stupid
We like stupid jokes.
Well, I was just thinking, like, when our president's like, we're going into space for police. And I'm like, is this what he thinks?
I think this is what he means by Mexico's going to pay for the wall. Because it exists. It's much like the Justice League Watchtower. It exists, but nobody really knows who paid for it. I think that's what it is.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what
Fair
it is.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, but so our buddy... what's his face?
Elongated Man.
Yes,
who I hate.
Yeah, Elongated Man is...
As we know. There's a couple times in here where his stretching is like... Because that's the problem I have with Elongated Man is the way that they constantly make him stretch. Even when he shouldn't be stretching. There is no reason for him to be doing some of the stretchy shit that he's doing. Like, who puts a book down like that? Because he's like, he gets up because he's reading a book about a mystery and he's like, man, I'm bored. I wish there was a mystery for me. And he gets up to like go in the kitchen... And he turns around, he's walking away, and he elongates his arm, like, all the way behind him and, like, twists and turns and stuff and puts the book back down on the table.
Yeah, instead of just putting it down and getting up.
That's what I mean. It's like, that expends so much energy.
And then he gets, so here's another one, too, where he gets to the kitchen, but he stands, like, 20 feet away from the fridge just to stretch to open the fridge and get to the fridge and open
yeah,
it.
Yeah, and I'm like, now, if you drew Elongated Man... stretching his neck and his arm to go into the kitchen and open the fridge so he didn't have to get up from where he was sitting.
Which makes sense.
That makes sense to me, and I totally buy it. I don't buy this random, like, I'm going to tie myself in a knot just because.
So Elongated Man, the thing I don't get about him is that, so you got Plastic Man who fell into some chemicals and got his body altered so he can stretch.
Right.
Reed Richards was bombarded by cosmic rays.
Right.
That changes molecular makeup. Elongated Man drinks a cola.
I know.
And even though he's drank cola, it's like he's...
I mean, in fairness, we could say there are many sodas that shall remain nameless that are more goop than actual food. Right?
Well, right. Yeah, it's soda.
Yeah, soda's disgusting. So, we could say that maybe he just got one of those sodas.
Well, the reason is that he drinks the extract from the gingold fruit.
Right.
And that is apparently what the contortionist would use to help them contort.
Sure.
You know, like, I guess if, like, all the famous contortionists in the world, but he's able to, that's what he uses. But for some reason, that also allows him to stretch immensely in every possible way.
I know.
And it seems like it's very his abilities are
excessive.
His abilities are much more excessive than the reason for his abilities.
Yeah,
and it doesn't sit well with me because it's like, oh, he drinks this extract. And I'm like, well, wait, so does he constantly take it? Like, because
that's
at this
the
point,
thing. I'm like, how often does he have to drink this thing?
I mean, if that's because the way that he stretches and the way that he uses it so frivolously,
yeah,
you'd think that he'd have to constantly be like, you know, hitting himself with some sort of dose,
right,
to keep it going.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, so
we always discuss the fact that Elongated Man is dumb.
I mean, he's a corny dude, you know. But
I just do not like him. I don't like the way they draw his stretchiness. I definitely don't like the way he makes sandwiches.
Well,
he goes to get a sandwich. Fine. And he's like, I just wish there was a mystery. Everybody else is hanging out on Apocalypse doing whatever the fuck they're doing. But no, not me. I get to just sit here and like bite my fingernails. I'm totally bored. Man, I wish there was a mystery. I like puzzles. I like mystery. I mean, basically he talks to himself for like 3 pages. And so he's in the kitchen and he's going to make himself a sandwich. And you're like, cool. Good idea, Elongated Man. Make a sandwich. What kind of sandwich you making? So he's grabbing all of these things, and I see that he has cheese.
Yes.
A giant ham, like the kind of ham you cook at Christmas. This isn't just like deli cold cuts.
Well, he's got to cut the pieces off.
Yeah, but I mean, he didn't just get cold cuts. There's a fucking ham. Like,
this is Batman's. This is Batman's tower.
That's true.
He's bringing. There are whole hams every time you go.
Do you think it's like going to buffet where there's like an actual dude who carves? Like, there's a carving station for this ham.
Well, that guy died.
Well,
guy was up there and then he died, and now Elongated Man's like, oh, R.I.P. Jimmy the Carver.
I gotta do this myself.
I gotta do this myself.
So he's
because he died up there. And they just shot him out into space.
Yeah. So you can see that he's got cheese and ham, and he's pulling down a can of peanut butter or jar of peanut butter. And so we see what his sandwich looks like, and it's a piece of bread on the bottom. There's the ham. I see lettuce. I see tomatoes. I see a piece of Swiss cheese.
Okay.
And on top of the piece, because it's got holes in it, that's how we can tell it's Swiss cheese.
Okay, so that's the sandwich right
that's
there.
That's a sandwich. And on top of the Swiss cheese, Elongated Man is spreading peanut butter, which I'm assuming, it doesn't say crunchy. So
no, it's just smooth peanut butter.
It's just creamy peanut butter, and he's just smearing it on top of a piece of fucking Swiss cheese.
The mystery.
To eat with his ham.
The real mystery. Yeah, peanut butter and ham.
Oh, dude, that sounds disgusting. Is that a thing?
You know what? I don't know. This is kind of like Tony Schiavone, wrestling announcer Tony Schiavone, putting over, dipping your Oreos into Lay's onion dip.
That man is a maniac, and he should be stopped.
I bet he is a peanut butter and Swiss man.
Oh, God. That sounds just awful. This is like something that somebody would write into to the Deadspin adequate man thing to be like, hey, Drew, do you think you could do this? And he would be like, you're a monster. No, don't ever put those two flavors together.
Has there ever been a DC Comics cookbook?
Oh, wasn't there at one point? Didn't...
Well, I mean, obviously the recipe to Green Arrow's chili is a thing.
That's what I was going to say. I know that's a thing.
I know that's been, like, you can find that. But has there been, like, other, like, cookbooks? Like, you know, like, all the shit that, you know, like, oh, Ma Kent makes this really good pie.
Oh,
here's
shit.
The recipe for that pie.
Should we write that cookbook?
Well, we'd have to find all the things. We have to find
you
all the things that...
Speaking of, oh shit, I just put my phone away. It's from Miss Lena Royer, who is a cosplayer. She's got a lot of awesome pictures on her Instagram of her cosplaying different characters. But she sent me two pictures from, she says, what she believes is Batman number 37 from 2016. And it is Lois Lane, Batman, Catwoman, and Superman at like a fair, but like Lobo is like there for some reason. And they're all eating corn dogs?
That's right. Okay, yeah, that's right. They're eating corn dogs. And they're all in their... this is what's weird, is there...
They're all in their costumes, but, like, Lobo's there, but he looks like... I think it's Lobo. It's a guy who looks like Lobo.
It looks like Lobo, but he's wearing...
Wearing a loincloth?
Yes, I can say that.
So maybe he's just a giant carny.
And for some reason...
Maybe he's not really a Lobo. Maybe he's just a carny that looks like a Lobo.
And Batman also has... Or Superman also has, like, a... Looks like a hunk of cotton candy.
Oh, yeah.
But Batman is just like, they're eating corn dogs. And then there's another picture, which is a follow-up picture.
Where they're eating ice cream?
They're eating ice cream.
Yeah.
Batman he looks the saddest I've ever seen somebody look eating ice cream.
Well, I mean, Batman looks, you know what, actually, it's not that he's sad. It's like, he's just shoving this in his face like he doesn't know how to eat ice cream.
He probably
doesn't.
Like,
do you see it? It's just like... Catwoman at least has her tongue out, and like Superman's like looking at an ice cream cone like one would, and like Lois Lane's gonna take a lick of it. Batman is literally
just shoving his mouth.
Just shoving it in his face. Like he's just like, if I put this towards my lips, it will go here. It's probably just melting. He doesn't realize he's supposed to eat it. He's just probably standing there, and like it looks like vanilla, and it's probably just running onto his cape. He's just,
oh, he's gonna have sticky cape.
Yeah, he's gonna have a really sticky cape.
Oh,
he's gonna go home and Alfred's gonna have to like wash his hands clean like he would a toddler.
Nope.
So yes, but thank you for sending me this, Miss Lena Royer. This is fantastic, and I'm so very happy because we love pictures of superheroes eating.
So please
send me all of those things. And you know what? Maybe we should make like, I'll invent the Batman ice cream cone that you just shove in your face.
Ooh, yeah. He doesn't know because it's a carb. You know, he doesn't know how to deal with carbs.
It's a sweet. He's confused about the sweet.
Yeah, I don't know if he doesn't enjoy things.
No, he's probably just right now. He's like trying to eat the ice cream, but all he can think about is that his parents are dead. So he's just crying onto the ice cream, which is making it even like weirder.
It is a
and
salty
like,
treat.
It kind of melts faster when you cry on it.
It is a salty treat with the tears of an orphan.
Oh, you know what? Maybe that's it. Maybe Batman's ice cream. It'll be Batman's ice cream. It'll be salty caramel because it's got tears in it.
Because of the tear, the bitterness is from the tears of the orphan.
Yeah, from him crying about his parents. So it's like a salted caramel thing. And maybe we could figure out, there's some ice cream they do here that's like black.
Yeah. It's like charcoal.
It's charcoal ice cream. Maybe we could make it that color. Just tastes like salted caramel.
Mmm.
So it's depressing and sad for Batman. Blends into the night, but also full of salty tears.
Yeah. I like where this is going.
I think this is the book we have to write now.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
As far as Elongated Man goes, he's the one that like eats all like the, you know, the shitty flavors. It's like, hey man, we made some Baskin Robbins. Like, hey,
this is like 1950s cooking. This is like when everything was like in a Jell-O mold.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, like Betty Draper would be like, good idea, peanut butter on Swiss cheese, and you're like, what's wrong with you?
Yeah. No, that's
that's before you people knew what flavor was.
Before the 50s, people didn't know what flavor was.
No, I mean, have you ever seen any of those like old books? Like old cookbooks from the 50s and stuff. Oh, everything's in a mold and it's like weird tuna salad and like
I like tuna.
No, but I mean like it tuna salad with Jell-O.
Wait, Jell-O in tuna salad?
Yeah.
No.
Yes, there's a lot of really gross shit. Everything's like a Jell-O mold. It's really upsetting. It's very, very upsetting.
Yeah, I can't.
Whenever you see any of that like retro cooking stuff, you're like, oh my god, no wonder you people are fucking drunk all the time. It's the only way you could stomach this shit.
I just want to vomit.
Yeah, it's gross.
Moving forward.
Oh yeah.
This is a big thing that came up in this book. I was just like, this is going to take us a minute.
We had to talk about a sandwich.
Somehow he doesn't choke to death here, too. Because
he ties his neck in like four knots.
While in mid-chew. Like he takes
while
a chew.
He's swallowing.
He's swallowing, and he sees apparently a...
Like a
rocket fly by, and he's like, oh, shit.
He sticks his head up, and he's like, that's not right.
Yeah. So then we jump to
Flash is like on
Central
Earth.
City.
He's helping like a racer who's like in a NASCAR type thing, and the wheel's falling off her car, and he helps her and he brings her into the pit and he's like, I saved you, and she's like, oh my gosh, us speedsters have to stick together, Smeech.
Yep.
And he runs away. And so I guess he's there on a date.
He's there on a date. This is actually I like this because this is a thing I actually like to see if this gets resolved in his own book,
mm-hmm.
where he's on a date with an unnamed woman. I'm assuming
her name's Fiona or something.
Oh, Fiona, that's right. Yeah. Duh. Yeah, but it's not Iris.
No.
So you know, because it's Barry.
Yeah.
You know, so Barry's on a date with some chick named Fiona, and he's like, oh shit! I told her I told her I was leaving to go get some hot dogs.
Mm-hmm.
But I decided to...
Oh, but I had to go help the people.
Help these people, because like, clearly I could, you know, apparently I could see something was wrong, and I'm the Flash, and I could do
this. Well, her wheel came off.
Yeah, he saved this woman's life, so...
Yeah, also robbed all these people of seeing a spectacular car accident.
Right.
Which we know is pretty much the reason they went to this event in the first place.
So as he's going back to his seat, he gets his emergency signal, and then he's like, oh shit, I can't ignore it. Barry Allen's date is ruined. Well, at least I could buy buy a hot dog buy Fiona a hot dog and then make my apologies and then head to the transporter.
Yeah.
But
which is what he does. We assume. He's like, I gotta go find a hot dog vendor. And he like runs away.
Is there something though where he does
it? That's it.
I thought there was more where he like, did he just run and buy it back?
Well, he ran over to one of the vendor guys who walk up and down the thing.
Oh yeah.
The stairs. So he didn't go like stand in line. Because if he was standing in line, that would take him an additional, like, half an hour.
Yeah.
As we all know.
Yeah.
Any sort of sports concession is a nightmare. So he just, like, found a vendor, I'm assuming gave this woman a hot dog, and, like, ran away. And I don't know if that's a euphemism. He's like, I'm going to give this woman my hot dog before I leave.
Oh, speaking of the cookbook. Barry Allen's Speed Dogs.
Oh, God.
Ew, Barry Allen's Speed Wieners.
Barry Allen's Speed Wieners. Are those just like Texas Red Hots?
Yeah, because they go right through you.
Oh, God.
Shout out to Texas Red Hots.
Man, this is going to be the best cookbook. I can't wait.
Now we're in Star City. And,
oh, yeah. Black Canary.
Uh-huh.
And Green Arrow getting ready to fuck.
Let me be a bit more comic book accurate. Softly lighting a man and a woman as they silently converse in the universal language of love.
Oh, they're in front of a fireplace.
Squish.
They are getting ready to have some squish. But unfortunately, Black Canary's thing goes off. And then Green Arrow's like, why you leave it? And she's like, because I have to go. You quit. But I didn't. Obviously, you understand
He's
this.
Like, but I'm hard.
But it's kind of like, I mean... If you're like a doctor or a police officer or a fireman or something, like, isn't there like times when you're like, gonna get it? And that alarm goes off, and you're like, gotta stop, gotta go do my job. Like, because you're on call, dude. That's the thing.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, we're.
I mean, I don't know.
If popular culture and a number of medical and police dramas have told us.
Well, those people are fucking all the time.
Well, they're fucking all the time, but, you know, they need to take care of the justice.
Right. And patience.
Saving lives.
Yeah.
And Black Canary's doing the same here.
Yeah. And Green Arrow's like, meh. And so she leaves. And then we have, like, Adam. They show, like, Adam and Batman.
I want to point out here, too, I've always been confused about this iteration of Dinah.
Oh, where she has black hair?
She has black hair, like long black hair, like the fucking Baroness.
Yeah.
And
she wears a blonde wig.
And she wears like a blonde wig that's almost the same length. And like, so.
Yeah, I don't get that either. I'm like.
I mean, like, technically you could fit it over that, but it's still.
Well, you could.
Like, I guess just wearing like a.
But the thing like is hair. Yeah, it's not like thing. One of those just, you know, throw it on and go type of things. Like,
yeah.
She's got to pin that shit up. She's got to put the wig cap on. Like, that probably takes some doing.
Yeah. And for somebody that, you know, it's a secret identity, I mean, I just feel like it's probably a lot more work than than it is. Like, here she just literally just dresses, and then she, well, we don't see her doing it, but she's carrying the wig. Like, she just throws it on. It's like, goodbye.
Yeah, that's not how wigs work.
They needed you here back in 1981.
Well, I mean, I don't know a ton about wigs, but I know that, you know, on the occasion when I've tried to throw a wig on my head, like, it takes a lot to try to corral my hair.
Well, because you want it to look good.
Right, and you can't just, like, put it in, like, a ponytail, because then it just sticks out of the back of your head. You look all weird.
So Ollie's like, bah! You know, and then everybody else shows up to the transporter.
Yeah, they're just like, here's Batman and Adam, and they all go to the transporter, and they all show up at the same time. They're all in the tube together.
Yeah, I don't know why they all got in the same tube.
Yeah, which, it kind of looks like they're all very close together. Like, it looks like Batman's just, like, in everyone's space.
Who's got the biggest cape?
Probably.
Because everybody else has got, you know, like, minimal gear, and he's like, I'm sorry, I got my cape.
Yeah. Elongated Man is like, hello. Look, Russians came to see us.
Yeah.
And the Flash is like, fuck the Russians.
Almost off the bat, yeah. No.
Immediately, like, fuck these Russians.
Barry Allen has no time for Russians. And we are, look, we are, this is 1981.
Right, so we're still in the Cold War.
We're, you know, this is, these are... these are tough. These are
we're in Cold War One.
Okay,
so I would probably say we're almost in Cold War Two at this point.
Oh, it's getting chilly.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even know if this is a Cold War at this point or like a weirdly, I don't know.
Yeah,
whatever's happening now.
But Barry's like, he's like, hey, fuck you, Russians, America. Protest the games or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah,
whatever.
USA. He's like, listen, like, they're having this problem because
U.S. hockey team.
The Shaggy Man is apparently, like, fucking just wrecking Russian cities. And they need the Justice League's help, but they didn't want to call because, obviously, we're in a Cold War.
Well, no, also, too, I feel like they didn't want to get shot like the other guy did.
Yeah.
I feel like that was when I got the impression that's why they're like, hey, let's go into space and talk to Elongated Man while he's eating this disgusting sandwich, because I don't want to get murdered by the other Russian people.
Yeah, I don't want to be firing squatted.
Firing squatted. So, yeah, but...
And Barry's like, that's fucking bullshit, because you know what? We defeated the Shaggy Man.
Also, commie pinkos are liars.
Yeah, there's a lot of that going on, too. And then there's this story about the Shaggy Man, like, from, like, Justice League of America number 45.
Well, here's the thing about the show. So Shaggy Man has been around for forever.
Yeah.
And, like, he's been around in primarily in Justice League stories for, you know, at least two other times before this. But he's been around for a long time. And I've always actually been, I'm actually glad to have this book, because I've always been very fascinated by Shaggy Man, because basically he was created by some, like, scientist.
Uh-huh.
But he was created, there was some sort of material, plastiloy or whatever it's called. And that substance, he created an angry monster out of it, and somehow it came to life. We don't know. But it somehow became to life, and all it wants to do is kill and fight.
Yeah.
But the problem is when you go to blow it up, it continues. It can regenerate itself.
Yeah.
So you cannot defeat it. Like, and it constantly. It's just a regrowing thing that constantly wants to kill.
Yes.
But I've always you know, been very interested in the Shaggy, because I'm like, well, how do you defeat it?
Right.
You know, what do you do? It's just like this crazy monster.
We
so
see how they did defeat it was. They couldn't defeat it, so they created another Shaggy Man.
Yes, which is stupid.
Which is dumb, but then they made it fight. They made them fight each other, and then they covered them in rocks. Yes. So they could, like, fight underground.
Apparently, the idea was
for all eternity.
Yes, the idea was that they were going to create another Shaggy Man, which basically looks just like a Bigfoot.
Yeah.
So just imagine.
It's just a Sasquatch.
Just a big Sasquatch. And yeah. they're like, hey, we got these two monsters are going to fight underground.
Forever.
Forever. Hopefully nobody will find them.
Yeah, exactly.
Because that would suck if you're just
hopefully
like...
Hopefully nobody's going to ever come through and be like, we need to put a sewer line here.
Or maybe somebody's like, hey, let's build a hotel over this. Oh my God, monsters that have been fighting for years are now unleashed.
I just love the idea that like put them in a hole, put some rocks on them, they'll be fine.
Because they're so focused on fighting each other.
At least with Bizarro, they took him into space.
Well, that's what they do here. Because I was thinking, it's like, well, just fucking throw. Because that's the thing. If you're Superman, just throw everything into space.
That's what he does.
That's what Superman does. Throw it. He's like, what is that? A problem? Throw it into space.
Space is Superman's trash can.
Yes.
He throws everything into space. Anything.
Why have we not started doing that in general? Why can't we just take all of our landfills and throw them into space? Just shoot them really far.
Yeah, exactly.
Get it past the moon. At that point, we don't know what the fuck happens out there.
I mean, pretty much. It's fine.
Shoot it all into space.
Just shoot it into space.
Take a rocket. Shoot that. Fill the rocket as much with garbage as possible.
Isn't there a Futurama episode where, like, the professor has, like, a telescope that can smell?
Well, you got the smell scope. Yeah, yeah.
And it's because... And then he's, like, sitting there and he's like, oh, no, I smell something terrible. And it's all the trash that we shot into space has, like, ricocheted and is coming back towards us.
Yes.
Like, on top of, like, a rocket or something?
You know what? Actually, that's the drawback, because...
But, you know, we'll be dead by then.
Well, right. But I'm saying that now that I think about it, if you shoot the stuff into space, there is a potential for it to come back into the atmosphere.
It could slingshot.
At a very high velocity, so you could be just standing around.
But, hopefully...
Just waiting, and you could be hit with, like a half an Arby's cheddar melt.
However, we would hope that if we still have an atmosphere at that point, that it would just burn up. Upon re-entry.
I don't know. What if it becomes altered in space?
Well, you mean like that Tesla is out there?
Yeah.
I can't wait to see what's going to happen to that when it like crashes into like Mars or something. I'm like, because I'm like, seriously, like, did they sterilize it? What if it's got microbes on it? Are we panspermia? Like that's when microbes from somewhere else go to a planet and like create life.
That was the reason. That's what they did it for. That dummy in there is filled with sperm.
Oh, my God. It's just going to be a whole planet full of Elon Musks.
Oh, God. You imagine that? Or maybe it's like different
people's
sperms.
He's like, I knew. He was like, I always said I would get to Mars.
Mars, bitches.
And it's just like all little hymns.
Oh, man.
Just marching.
But they'd have to find a way. Maybe they'll find Matt Damon.
Oh, yeah.
Matt Damon.
Probably. He's probably still up there.
Yeah. Just sitting there, Matt Damon.
Growing a potato, you guys.
Growing a potato guy with my own shit.
Is that what happens in that
movie? I think
that's
what happens in that movie.
I didn't see that movie.
I think he takes a dump and then he makes a potato out of it. Wait, and that's like, the movie.
What, like a mud pie? What are we talking?
Who uses it
as compost?
I'm loosely recounting the plot of The Martian.
Plot of The Martian. Matt Damon goes into space, lands on Mars, takes a shit, makes it into a potato, and then lives.
Well, he makes a potato. he grows potatoes out of his own shit.
Well, you can compost. That's why I was really confused when you're talking about like if the potato and the shit were the same thing.
No, you're right. Yeah.
He uses it as like a fertilizer.
Yeah, he creates the potatoes.
That makes sense. Yeah. You got to do what you got
to
do.
Yeah. So that's what. Yeah, but that's what that car's doing. It's going there to make some has some hash browns or something.
It's just gonna make all these little Elon Musks.
Oh boy.
They're gonna be really tiny.
Tiny.
Real, yeah, because you know, I don't know. Maybe they'll get real small.
What's the gravity like on Mars? Do we know? Is it like ours?
I think it's much less. I don't actually know.
Oh,
maybe it's heavier. I don't know.
Maybe it'll be bigger because they won't have as much weight keeping it down. Maybe it'll just be like these giant, like fucking Elon Musks.
Oh, huge Elon Musks!
A planet of gigantic Elon Musks.
It's like can't wait for zero emission vehicles.
Yeah.
And they're just like wandering around, all trying to build cars.
But they don't know like language, so they're just kind of like running around going, because who's going to teach them? Wait, did they give them tapes to listen?
I don't know, but I'm certain they would invent their own language.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Oh, I hope I'm alive for that.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Can I wait for the return of the Elon Musks? So, Shaggy Man Yeah, so they're like, yeah, so basically the Russians are like, yo, Shaggy Man, come help us.
And they're like, yeah, so he got out of his eternal prison.
So but they were like, well, no, Flash is like, no, fuck you, Russians.
You're all liars.
You're a lying piece of shit. We defeated a Shaggy Man. There was a Shaggy Man that we beat, and here it is.
Let me tell you about it. I have a videotape.
Oh, that's right. He gets a Green Lantern's vlog.
Mm-hmm. Green Lantern has a vlog, and he puts it's just on a VHS, and so Flash puts it in, and it's about how Green Lantern defeated Shaggy Man because him and Flash went fishing.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. Yeah, they went. The fucking.
I don't know.
They're. Oh, my God. God damn it. This fucking page. They spend
so much time.
Instead of just being like, we were fishing, and then we went to go do this. They talk about.
There's a lot of time.
This is like a trade paperback of fucking fishing references.
They talk about it, and they're talking about how, like, Flash is better at it than him or something.
And he's like, well, I was getting bites. You know, and Flash, you know, something about the Flash being a poor winner or whatever. And I'm like, God damn it. Just be like, we were fishing because we were being a bunch of dudes fishing.
I don't need
and now
it.
We had to go save the world.
Yeah, he was like, oh, thank God, because I was doing really badly fishing. So there was a distraction. And it was Shaggy Man. And then we froze him.
This truly is a vlog of our times.
It really
because
is.
Because it is incredibly pointless.
Yeah.
it's just Green Lantern's fishing vlog.
Yeah.
So he's over here. The idea is that he's in Alaska and he's like, yo, I could see a Russia from here. Let's go check it out.
They go to Sarah Palin's house.
They go to Sarah Palin's house.
Russia. Let's go there.
They're by Sarah Palin's house. They go to Russia. And they're like, oh, shit. There's a Shaggy Man.
Yeah.
Right? And so Green Lantern is talking about this on his podcast. And he's like, his vodcast. He's talking. He's like, yo, I tried all the things that we were doing before and it didn't work. So
the only thing we can do is...
Well, he didn't do anything, but Flash decided...
Flash throws him in the water.
Flash decides to get a bunch of snow and pick him up and run him to the Arctic Circle to drop him in the water, and then he fucking creates an iceberg out of...
Yeah, he creates like an ice sculpture.
Yeah.
And they're like, and that's the end of that.
That's the end of that chapter.
And you're like, I guess for now, but...
So Green Lantern's like, yo, that's what happened. And then Flash is like, yeah, and fuck you. You're getting the Shaggy Man to be a secret weapon. Fuck you, commies.
Well, because they're like, well, there's two of them. One of them we have in this little jar.
Yes.
The other one we froze into an ice sculpture. And
but Flash thinks that the Russians
are liars, and they were like, oh, thanks for your help, bye, and then they went right to Trump Tower.
Yes, I'll help you. I would like a Shaggy. I will make Shaggy Man steaks.
But Batman doesn't really give a fuck about.
Well, Batman goes
because he's just like, can you do this thing for me? And they're like, yeah. So
you missed the part where Batman goes, well, it must have been the Aurora Borealis that thawed him out.
Nobody ever just looks at him and goes, do you ever hear yourself?
You just look at that's the first thing he thinks of. He's like, they're like, yo, because, you know, fucking, what's his face? You know, Flash is sitting there fucking, you know, Hacksaw Jim Duggan. And, and like, Batman's like, Aurora Borealis? And everybody's like, yeah, sure, great.
Sure, whatever, Batman.
Whatever.
You're the scientist.
He's like, all right, whatever. I'm going to go.
Do science.
I'm going to go.
Into your weird ice cream.
Let's go figure this out. So they go to Russia, and they apparently go to some missile base in near Moscow.
Shaggy Man is ripping shit up.
He is fucking it up. And I do want to point out this picture here that makes it look like a Batman has a headset on.
Yes.
Because it's all like it's a tight picture of them on a they're in a plane.
Mm-hmm. Batman is flying it.
Adam is on his shoulder.
Uh huh.
Diana's there, but it also looks like the elongated man is also poking his head. But it looks like he's coming out of Batman's ear.
Oh, it does. That's really gross. Ew.
He's like, hey, BM, I can come out of your ear.
That's right, BM. That's what he called him last time.
They
called
him in the. I think it was in the. It was either him or it was Creeper. I think it was,
somebody was calling him BM.
Actually, I think it was the Elongated Man because it was in the Brave and the Bold we did.
Yeah.
But they.
Gross.
Yeah, so he's. They're like, yo, we're being watched by the dirty Russians.
Yeah.
So don't say shit.
Yeah. So they go to fight this guy. Batman's like, I got a plan, whatever. Well,
for some reason, I want to point out, ask real quick here, in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
And this is another superhero that doesn't do it for me, but the Atom.
Oh, I know.
Because they just basically throw him out of the plane, and he's like, I'm so tiny, I'm going to punch him in the face, and then I'm going to knock him out.
Yeah.
Or, you know, knock him around.
Sure. And so he punches him in the face.
Yeah.
Then Dinah screams, blah, blah, blah. They're just fighting.
Elongated Man trips him with his own body.
Yeah, which finally you're useful.
Yeah. Like this question mark, this arg.
I personally like these four panels here where Batman is like going to do something so he can like get into the missile place, and he's just thinking to himself about like stuff, and there's like a Russian guy with a gun right behind him. Batman, without even turning around, just like throws a batarang and hits him in the face.
Oh, that guy's dead.
And just continues to do what he was doing. He like didn't even think about it. He was just like, and
he last Boy Scouted that dude in the nose with 100%. That batarang. That guy is dead.
That guy's 100% dead. So finally, like, Flash lures him into the missile place.
Yeah, he lures Shaggy Man to the missiles. Shaggy Man.
And then Batman's like, hello, it is me, Batman. You are stupid.
Yeah, basically what happens...
He, like, really insults Shaggy Man's intelligence, and you're like, he's just, like, a big, dumb ape. Like, what?
Well,
but, I don't even get it.
But for some reason, he can understand insults?
Yeah, I guess.
Because Batman's like, you fuck it, you suck, and your family sucks. And
yeah, he's like, he's like, you're very good at being stupid. And Shaggy Man's like, ah! And that's when he attacks.
Well, then he starts attacking this missile.
Well, because Batman runs to the top of it. And Shaggy Man's like, I will get you. So he climbs up after it.
Well, real quick, I want to point out there's this panel here. Steam from the base of the missile is confusing Shaggy Man because he lost Batman. And then he looks up and it says, then a laugh catches his attention and looks up and he spies his tormentor. You just see like the shadow of like a bat, like Batman's symbol, but it's like supposed to be Batman, obviously.
Yeah.
I just like that Batman's like, ha ha, stupid Shaggy Man.
Yeah, so he's like climbing up this missile after him, and everyone's like, oh no, Batman, you're gonna die, get off the thing. And Elongated Man's like, let me make my neck really long, because apparently I can't see over the two people standing.
Even though he's taller than I think all of them anyways.
He is. And so they're like, oh my god, Batman, you died. We're all sad. And Batman appears behind them. He's like, I'm not dead. And they're like, how'd you do it? And he's like, a microphone and a dummy.
Oh yeah, that's right. A dummy. Yeah. He loves his dummies.
But he really does.
True. I mean, I guess it's true because he threw the dummy out the top of this missile.
Yeah.
The Russians. Pretty much starting World War III.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. That's kind of a problem.
Yeah.
You know.
So threw him into just threw the Shaggy Man into space.
Which is, to be honest, what we suggested earlier.
Yeah.
You just throw him into space. If he's not, you can't kill him.
Nope.
Throw him into space.
What else are you gonna do with him?
He's Jupiter's problem now.
Yeah. Jupiter's like, dude, we've saved you so many times, but whatever. We'll take your Shaggy Man.
Yeah, they'll take the Shaggy Man, and maybe they'll give him a home or something where he can fight those monsters that I believe live on Jupiter.
Uh-huh.
You know, that I learned about from my trip to the planetarium in Buffalo in 1988.
Uh-huh. I'm not even going to correct you anymore.
Yeah, I know, you're just going to...
I'm just going to let you believe that.
We just need to believe the things that I say.
Sure.
That I learned as a child.
Yep. None of it is fake news.
No, I 100%. Look, if anybody, again, plea to anybody that grew up in the mid to late 80s and went to the Buffalo Planetarium, if you remember them telling you that Jupiter is a planet made of gas and there are monsters that lived in that gas.
There are not monsters that live in the gas.
Or alien monsters, I swear to God.
Did they say there could be? They didn't say that there were. They couldn't. Nobody knows what's on there.
Well, so whatever. Could, were.
It rains diamonds there.
Who?
It rains diamonds. Like, the farther down, it rains neon. Jupiter's a real fucked up place.
Ooh, we live there?
We couldn't survive.
Oh, fuck. There's no place to stay. It's all gas.
That's what I, like, again, I would have to, like, look up gas giants, but is there a rock in the middle, or is it just a big ball of gas?
Mm.
But the farther down you go, the more like heavy it gets and whatever, and that's when it starts like raining neon and like raining diamonds and shit.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's all fucked up.
Jupiter sounds awesome.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah. And that's how, yeah, but that's it for this book. That's basically Batman's like, hey, Shaggy Man was an idiot, and I won.
The end.
The end. And then we get some letters. The JLA mailroom. Basically, this is just after Green Arrow left. There's a lot of varied opinions.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people keep calling him a crybaby. Other people being like, what the fuck? You know, a lot of people, somebody is just like, he quits JLA. I've been waiting for this for so long. Like, people are just, there's a very, very happy reaction to all this.
Yeah.
And also we kick it off here, and the letters really ain't much, but I just find it interesting that, a pair of sisters from Cupertino, California, wrote in and got their letters, both published in the same issue.
Oh man. I wonder if they put them in the same envelope.
Ooh, maybe they did. That would make sense, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
So that's it for Justice. Well, I guess we asked the question. Would you read the next one of this?
Oh, yeah. These are dumb. I like them.
We probably have the next one of this.
I'm sure we probably do.
I am a big, big mark for the Justice League of America. And pretty much all of it. I mean, I'll even fuck with JLA Detroit. You know me.
Oh, I know. You love a JLA Detroit.
I've tolerated it. I mean, look, I hate Vibe, but
Vibe sucks.
You know, but I'm there for John.
Well, who isn't?
Yeah, who isn't?
Love John.
Yeah, I love John. So, but that's it for this week's show. Thanks for listening. You can find myself on Twitter and Instagram at AngryHeroSean.
And I'm at Jen Stansfield on Twitter and Instagram. Find us on Facebook at Worst Collection Ever.
Yes.
Email and the show, worstcollectionever@gmail.com.
Yes.
Send us pictures of superheroes eating.
Yes, please send us more of those.
We love that.
Also, please go to Apple Podcasts or wherever it is that you get your podcasts and give us a 5-star rating or whatever. Just give us the best rating you can. We would really appreciate that. And tell a friend.
Yeah.
That would be awesome. Also, check out I Can Talk Kayfabe with myself and Joe Todaro as we talk about wrestling magazines from the 80s and 90s and whenever we get them from. So we keep a pretty irregular schedule, but there are episodes coming, so be on the lookout for that. That's it for this week's show, folks. Thanks again for listening. And we'll talk to you again soon.
Bye.